Hello, hi. We're the two-man gentleman band. Here's a song entitled Me, I Get High on Reefer. One, two, three, four.
Oh, some people get high on music. Some folks get high on life. Some girls get high by getting husbands. Some husbands get high when their wife's not looking. Some folks get high on being downhearted. They love to moan and weep. Oh, me, I get high on reefer.
Reefer!
Then I fall asleep and I dream about an island in the Caribbean.
Holding hands.
Oh, holding hands.
With you.
With you beside the sea.
Beside the sea.
And I wonder, do you dream about when you put that reefer in your mind? In my dream, you dream. Dream of me. About life,
that's
friend. Do you ever think about settling down?
It's
getting yourself a nice wife.
No,
friend. Do you ever feel downhearted? You love to moan and weep. Now, friend, you like reefer.
Yep.
Let's get high together, then we'll fall asleep. We'll dream. Ooh. Oh, I wonder who do you dream about when you put that reefer in your mind? In my dream, you dream. In your mind, in my dream, you dream, dream of.
Me, I got high on reefer. Name of that one.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio, it is the Enter the Shell show, and I'm joined by Andy Bean and Fuller Condon, a.k.a. The Councilman.
Mm-hmm. That's my official title.
Were you elected? Or
By me and my friend.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's more of an honorarium.
We made it up.
Like a Kentucky colonel.
Mm-hmm. Must have been
a two-man band. Councilman.
Nice. You can't lose with that.
Well, you'd be surprised.
I tie a lot. I tie with this guy over here.
Tough competition. You can find them, thetwogentlemen.com. And many of you may remember them from April 6th. We named you guys the Artist of the Week. And I'm wondering how that week was for you guys. Was it filled with a bunch of outrageousness and debauchery? Or what was going on?
April 6th of what? Which year?
Of 2011.
2011. Let's see. You know, I recall... just feeling great about myself,
mm-hmm.
and just having really high hopes. So I don't even think we knew about it until a few months later.
Yeah, but must have been because of that.
Yeah, it must have been because of that. Yeah.
Before me, I have ingredients for the two-man gentleman band drink. Are you familiar with this?
Oh, with the on the Drinkify?
Yeah.
We just found out about that. I recall it sounding miserable.
Yeah. Now, we decided, hey, why not make it for you guys?
Oh. That's a good surprise.
So, right here I have the ingredients with me. Let me move over to my second mic, as you can see.
Wow.
Spare no expense here at NoHo 2 Studio. So, let me tell you about the ingredients, okay? It's... 10 ounces of pineapple juice. Ugh. And let me tell you something. We went looking everywhere for pineapple juice. Nobody sells pineapple juice. We went to every single liquor store, and to just buy pineapple juice by itself is like ridiculous. Do you guys ever go to stores and find pineapple juice?
I don't recall the last time we went looking.
Never looked.
But but whenever we put our minds to something, we usually succeed.
Yeah, we can find stuff.
Yeah. And then there is supposed to be some of this tequila. I don't know if you guys are familiar with tequila. You guys like tequila?
It sounded all right so far.
Yeah.
Final now, the final product is Jack Daniels.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. You guys are two gentlemen.
Yeah.
So why not get Gentleman Jack?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, that classes it up a little
right?
bit.
Right? That makes it a two-man gentleman band drink.
Are these drinks generated by some sort of random...
Yeah, how does it
random
work?
...random ingredient generator?
I mean, I don't know. I was thinking a fan of yours heard about this and then decided.
Oh goodness, I don't know. Well, if they have a stern talking to them.
Are you guys big drinkers?
We're enthusiasts.
Yeah. I've yet to turn down a drink. Yeah.
Okay, good, because I'm going to make you guys one. As you can see, I'm doing the Jack.
So, and does it tell you the proper ratio?
It's 10 ounces, but like...
Yeah, I don't want to drink 10 ounces.
10 ounces of everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just do it kind of, this looks good.
Yeah.
This
you're an artist.
Yeah, I'm an artiste. So. Look at that. Look at that color. Isn't that fantastic color? Are you guys fans of the pineapple?
Pineapple juice is great.
Right? I heard a lot of... erotic things about pineapple, as far as
it's so sharp on the outside. That's a pineapple.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you hurt yourself.
And now finally,
I'm erotic about getting hurt. Everybody, all right.
By the way, Bush, do you want one of these?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make one of these.
We got a line here.
Yeah, some tequila.
Oh, yeah, they've been doing pineapple tequila and Jack Daniels down there for centuries.
All right, so go ahead and take these to those guys. Thank you, Andy, by the way.
Thank you.
And then we'll do a little real quick salute.
Man, I'll tell you, this is the best radio show we've ever been on.
To the two-man gentleman band. Thank you, guys.
Cheers. Cheers. The two-man gentleman to me.
What do you think?
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's way better than I would have thought.
There are some flavor conflicts.
Really? You know? What,
I mean, they're just fighting in there.
I don't know. But I think they blend pretty well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what it is? It's an aroma thing.
Is it?
It's
it's weird smelling the bourbon and then getting the pineapple.
Yeah, I don't think bourbon and pineapple's ever been together. Mm.
Well,
cheers.
Yeah.
You'll notice that we haven't stopped drinking despite any critique. Really,
it's making me feel good. Yeah.
Good. Well, there it is. If you guys want more, let us know. We'll make you some more. Mm-hmm. There it is, the two-man gentleman band drink. We got Bush right there.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Cheers, dude.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Internally, it's like a wonderful combination of like the islands and like a... like a really really filthy bar.
You guys look like you guys just came back from like a classic like old 757. You know what I mean? One of those old like silver bombers.
Oh yeah, this is daytime casual for us. We just drove down from San Francisco. Yeah. Usually, if we were on a stage, not to say that we're not putting forth our best effort tonight, but you will be a little more suited. Mm-hmm. But also, most people are just listening to this, so we look great is what they need to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not wearing tennis shoes.
No.
Sure knows.
You have spectacular vintage 1910 shoes. I don't even know how they lasted this long.
I never exercised.
Oh man,
I feel funny, you know.
good. You're supposed to feel funny. You're supposed to feel nice and free and just great. Tell me more, kind of about how this kind of came to be. Only because your music is so amazing and it's so fun. And you know, once Andy, you know, showed me you guys, I was like, oh my God! I'm like, if only there was a way, you know, I could have you guys on. And damn it, I got you guys on.
It worked.
Yeah, it totally worked.
We started as street performers in New York City, where we lived. We did that almost full time for two years, mm-hmm. And then it got
good old days, huh?
Yeah, that was we had a lot of fun, didn't we, buddy? Yeah.
There were long days with not a lot of money.
I'm like, are there still days with not a lot of money?
We're not trying to put forth that image anymore. But and then we decided to take it on the road, and we, without too much pre-planning, we've been on the road full time for like four years. But yeah, it was a street performing venture to begin, and I think that's where we got our brio. Means like great, vivacity. Yeah.
So everyone, I think, was just silently agreeing.
Con brio. Yeah.
Oh man! But at the same time, like I don't see 1,000 people out there, you know, clamoring you know, to play this type of music.
Oh, there's a clamoring to come. Like, I was like, yeah, don't rub it in. You know, there's a we know the scene very well, and the scene is spread across the whole country. And there are like we know all the guys who are into this sort of thing, and there's a decent amount of them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole circuit of folks sort of playing this kind of music, you know, older influenced music, and just going full time.
And what is the scene like? Is it a very supportive scene?
Yeah, yeah, because you know it's mostly like guys and gals who, when they meet each other, like in these different bands, are really excited to find people who like the same records that they listen to. You know, it's like, oh, you like the Gene Goldkit Orchestra? That's awesome. You know, so
cool.
So we all high five and hug about that, and then we go play music. But we focus on the high fives and the hugs. Yeah. You know, keep it positive.
It's important. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to take another break, and we're going to hear more from the Two Man Gentleman Band and their song, Chocolate Milk, all that coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell Show.
One, 2, 3, 4. Da 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 da. One C H O C O L A T E M I L K. Chocolate milk. C H O C O L A T E M I L K. Chocolate milk. Oh, who'll fetch me some cocoa beans? I will. I just woke up from a dream. I was sipping chocolate milk. Who'll fetch me some heavy cream? I will. Oh, I just woke up from a dream. I was sipping chocolate milk. Oh, I was blowing bubbles through my straw. Oops, I spilled chocolate milk all over you, honey. Who'll fetch me my limousine? I will. Oh, we can recline in the back seat sipping chocolate milk. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whoa. Something to clean up all this chocolate milk. And who'll fetch my amphetamines? I will. Cause I might wanna stay up all night drinking chocolate milk. Oh, I was blowing bubbles through my straw. Oops, I spilled chocolate milk all over you, honey. Who'll fetch me my limousine? I will. Oh, we can recline in the back seat sipping chocolate milk. Oh, O-O-C-H. C-O-L-A-T-E-M-I-L-K. Chocolate milk. C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E-M-I-L-K. Chocolate milk. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Oh, goodness.
Awesome.
You know, I was thinking as we were doing that, I think if our Drinkified drink had been chosen by a seasoned two-man gentleman enthusiast, mm-hmm. it would have included some chocolate milk and maybe a fancy beer.
Yeah.
A chocolate milk beer. Maybe kind of a White Russian type
thing.
Yeah,
but with beer.
But with beer.
But I got to tell you that the two-man gentleman drink with the tequila, I feel good playing on it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It feels right. I think there's some science behind it.
Take another sip, man. Yeah. By all means.
I feel like I'm finally reaching my full potential on this drink. Maybe it's developed by science.
Yeah. And it could be the gentleman, you know what I mean? A lot of people use Jack, but I was like, hey, you know, it has to be some gentleman.
Yeah, the extra kick.
Yeah, yeah. I can't help but keep on drinking it too.
Yeah, it's sort of addictive.
It is.
Alcohol.
Yeah. It like gets into your nose and then like
makes me feel kind of funny. And yeah. Yeah. I like
it. The twogentlemen.com is where you can find the Two Man Gentleman Band at. And I noticed, Andy, that your tempo in your guitar, like your solos and stuff, that kind of like moves the song along, and then like your bass just is so up and vibey that like I just want to dance, you know what I mean? Do a lot of people hit the stage and start dancing like a lot when you guys are playing, or
we attract the swing dancing scene, you know? Our only the only reason we don't attract them more, I think, is because we play real fast. And you have to be pretty good to dance to us.
Yeah, these past few are a little easier tempos to dance to. But
we'll play something fast for you later, and you'll see that nobody could possibly ever swing dance to it, except for the very best.
Yeah. We're a challenge, which is fine. You know, yeah. They don't have to dance to everything.
That's exactly.
Yeah,
right.
You need to demand more from your fans and be like, only the best can dance.
Listen,
to
we're
us.
Just doing our best to keep the ones that are here around. You know, just try to treat them right, and we don't want to impose too much upon them.
No, they have enough of a burden.
Now, you guys, speaking about your fans, your fans love you, and let me tell you why. You guys did a Kickstarter to fund your album, mm-hmm. and with Flying Colors, right? You guys got the Kickstarter.
We're very thankful. And Kickstarter is a funny thing, because sometimes I remember looking at other bands and just being like, just put it on your credit card, for God's sake. That's what we've done with our first seven albums.
Yeah.
And then, but you know, we were doing a sort of specific thing where we're making our whole record, not just the record, but all the packaging too, without any computers or anything. So we needed a little more upfront money, because we were just hanging out with the, you know, so it goes right to tape and then right to vinyl. And then we'll do a CD after, which is digital, but that's fine. But we were just hanging out with our printers too, and it's like a whole involved process to be able to design something and print it without computers. So we needed some money. So we thank everybody who helped us out.
Yeah. What are the gifts that some people are getting? Is anybody getting anything unique, like some like
fives? The highest capacity donors, they get custom songs written for them.
Okay,
so we're working on those.
How's that coming along?
It's fun. I mean, it's definitely on topics that we would have not ever stumbled upon ourselves.
Yeah,
we're writing a song about somebody's dad, who is sort of a local folk hero in New Hampshire, fighting the local government over a tax dispute. So it'll probably take a few verses to tell that story.
Local issues.
And then somebody wanted us to tell a story, or write a song about a great facial hair of the Civil War.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. So that haven't made much progress on that one.
Was Raleigh Fingers alive during the Civil
War? I'll work him into the song. They probably won't know. They probably notice. Yeah, he was a general or something.
Totally believable.
Yeah, exactly.
Are people as fanatic about keeping up kind of that era of music and kind of that persona? For you guys, like, do you ever go and order vodka and people are just like, you know, I can't do that because, you know, vodka martinis weren't around in that era?
I happened to post something about that very, very recently.
Really?
Actually, where I that was the most recent time that I almost got, probably the last time in the last 10 years that I almost really got in a fist fight, which was we went to one of those. And, you know, we're, we fancy old fashioned music. But we're certainly not a period in how we live.
We're modern.
We use the internet.
People.└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└
We went into one of those speakeasy type places, which for the most part we're fond of. But I ordered a vodka martini, and the guy wouldn't serve it to me because vodka didn't arrive until 1940 or something. And I almost leapt over the bar.
We're like, dude, you're taking it way too seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's it's a fine line to walk. To just, you know, we really like the music, but our suits are, you know, these aren't vintage clothes. These are just nice clothes.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And those, like, if you were wearing tennis shoes, they'd be modern tennis shoes.
Yeah. Completely they'd be modern. Very high tech, actually.
Yeah.
Tell me about. I've always admired your hair. Like,
oh, I appreciate that.
Like, here's the and no offense.
No,
to you.
This guy. I mean, yeah, you, exactly. Just what he said right there.
Yeah, he just made my life. Yeah, So thank you. Thank you for having me.
I've always, waiting for an opening.
Can I make you a drink?
Please do. But I've always been so curious and fascinated about kind of hair product because yeah. I've always wanted to get that. That looks like, did you ever see The Majestic?
No.
With Jim Carrey. It was one of the, a lot of people didn't see that movie. A lot of people didn't.
I'd venture to say most. Most people didn't. It was so awesome. Yeah.
It was a good movie. I really loved his hair, and you kind of have his hairstyle. And is that grease? Or all my life I've been searching for that formula.
See, you know, the thing about the movies is I learned this when it comes to sculpting your own hair. And how much time do we have? Because I could,
eons.
But you know, the movies, they're getting touched up everything. You need something that's going to hold all day. So I use Layrite, which is actually a California based company, holds like a wax. It washes out like a gel. This was put in what, around noon today?
I really can't talk about your hair anymore. I gotta do this every day.
Whoa. Yeah.
You are the only guy who gets to see it. Yeah. You know, all day. But yeah, I use Layrite or occasionally Suavecito.
With your work today, what mile an hour winds would you say that can handle?
Oh, so this is when I use Layrite Super Hold, that's rated for 75 miles an hour. this was a little bit lighter today, about 40 or so. Do we have a wind tunnel in here? We can test it out.
Yeah, we'll get one for you. No worries. So, I'm like, where were we?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we're just going along
man's
the ride.
Hair.
Man's hair is amazing.
But if I may summarize, you know, just a small bit of attention to it is all it takes.
Yeah.
To have hair stay in one place all day. I'm not going to call it great hair. I'm just going to call it hair that stays in one place.
I say it's great hair.
I appreciate you saying that, buddy. You just made my life.
Now, just recently, you guys kind of moved. Andy, I know you're living here. I'm not going to say exactly where. I don't want your stalkers to, like, go and find you.
That's low risk. But yeah.
I might be there like, oh. And the councilman, I know you now live in
Charleston,
the East Coast.
Charleston. South Carolina. Yeah.
And so how are you guys now doing everything now that you guys are split apart?
The beauty of the two-man band, and especially one that has two men in its name, is that, first of all, we can't add more people because it would just blow people's minds. But two, there's just two of us, and it's easy for one guy to fly and meet the other guy, and then we just do stuff. So that's how we do it. Usually one guy, we have two minivans, we have two rigs, two guys, two of everything.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. And what I really love is that you guys are still doing it. Regardless, you know, it doesn't matter about the mileage, it doesn't matter about anything. It's like you guys are just doing it.
Yeah.
And that's very refreshing. Do you guys feel blessed, or I don't know if that's the correct word for
it. Well, you know, I think we stumbled upon something that seems to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is
a magic formula.
Yeah,
and yeah. It's, yeah. I would, you know, when I would have that formula.
Yeah, I would use stumble upon you. You call it magic.
well, let's hear more of that magic.
Okay, what are we playing next?
Well, let me tell you, you're going to be playing. Please Don't Water It Down, as I didn't with this drink.
Oh, we appreciate that greatly. I guess we're kind of doing a food and beverages and smokables theme.
Yeah, nice. But that's
what you get. We were at we just moved our primary touring vehicle to the West Coast and drove all the way across the country. And I'm embarrassed to say, over a 5-day period, we stopped at two different Applebee's. Just because
they had the right hours.
Yeah, they had the right hours. It was the only bar open in Lincoln, Nebraska.
And also, I don't want any surprises late at night with my food.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a predictable menu. It's wonderful. But if you've been driving for 12 hours and you want a nice, stiff, mixed drink, Applebee's is not the place to go, we learned. So here's one we wrote for an Applebee's bartender and then kind of cornered him in the parking lot afterwards and sang it to him for the first time. And now it's well-practiced. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, please don't water it down. I wanna get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. I wanna get silly. I ain't bluffing. Mix me something. Turn my brain to jelly. Oh, sneaking weekend beverages might have worked at Applebee's. Slinging drinks for your middle-aged lady friend. Oh, but something sweet and fruity, that ain't what I need. Not sure if you heard me. Let me say it all over again. Please don't water it down. I wanna get happy. Hey bartender, it don't matter if I spent all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. Oh.
Take a drink.
Woo! Oh, sneaking weekend beverages might have worked at Applebee's. Slinging drinks for your middle-aged lady friend. Oh, but something sweet and fruity. Oh, that ain't what I need. Not sure if you heard me. Let me say it all over again. Oh, please don't water it down. I wanna get happy. Hey bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. Oh, please don't water it. Please don't water it. Please don't water it. Please don't water it down. I mean, please don't water it. Please don't water it. Please don't water it. Please don't water it down. Oh, oh, please don't water it down.
Please don't water it down. I wanna get happy.
Hell yeah.
Words to live by.
The2gentlemen.com. That's where you can find you crazies at. I love it. Love every second of it. It's now time to get into the celebrity corner. And you guys have probably met celebrities, right? You guys have toured with Bob Dylan like twice.
Yeah, he didn't. Well, he didn't say. He didn't say hello to us.
Well, I'm sure he did.
He only had 3 days to come up and say hi to us.
So, but that's still kind of cool though, because I mean, I know he's kind of involved in kind of the opening act process, and so he's either says yay or nay. So just by you guys being there, that was him saying, oh, okay.
I think that's pretty much. Yeah, because we were filling in for the actual open act that he chose for a few nights.
Yeah,
but I think you're right. He must have had to approve on it.
Must have.
At some level.
He didn't say no.
He didn't say no. Yeah. It was like he probably had a big pile of papers on his desk that he had to sign, and he just couldn't read them all. He signed off on us.
I was like, sure.
Actually, most of our celebrity encounters happened while we were street performing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, our first, this was years ago, this was probably 2005 or something, we were invited for an impromptu party in Carson Daly's apartment.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carson lives here now.
Yeah, he was a very attentive listener.
Yeah.
He was kind of glassy-eyed.
Yeah, but he was listening.
Yeah, he was nice. Actually, all the other people at the party, I almost called them douchebags, but they were nice enough. Yeah. But he was the only one listening, actually, yeah. So I have nice affection for him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And, any other celebrities?
Art Garfunkel has ignored us on two occasions. Yeah. Walked right by. And, he's actually the only celebrity we've ever seen who didn't tip us. I think because, two-man bands.
Yeah, he's got a two-man issue.
And kind of like the guy, like, not singing lead vocal, like, has red curly hair.
Yeah.
I think that probably hit a little too close to home. Ethan Hawke, we met.
Yeah.
Big display of giving us a $20 tip. Mm-hmm. Big swooping gesture. Really calling attention.
20 bucks is a lot, man, for street performing.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a home run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's like we could pack up and leave.
we had slightly higher standards. Oh, crap, 20 bucks to split for the two of us.
Yeah. Let's go to the malt shop.
Yeah. We did. That does remind us. The first day we ever went out street performing, we didn't expect to make any money. We made $42 and went out and spent $95 at a bar.
It's a celebration, bitches. Yeah.
And who else? Anybody else? Pulitzer Prize winning author David McCullough.
Okay.
Yeah, not, I'm like, okay. So, like, some guy who writes books.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
that was the big one for me.
Yeah.
I got nervous when he was around. I enjoyed that. But
Moving right along.
Oh man, I just killed the celebrity corner. Yeah, sounds like I just brought a literary celebrity to the celebrity
corner.
He's
not a real celebrity.
Apparently, he's not welcome.
No, totally welcome. Totally welcome. Have you guys ever thought about trying out for America's Got Talent?
That's a funny story. We never thought we would ever. But then we got a call from them. And it was like, you guys have to audition. And I was like, no, we're not going to. Also, because it was at 9 a.m, I remember, in Harlem. So we had to like get up and take trains and everything. And then we told them no, because we're not going to get on the show. Yeah. And then they called us like this next level up of producer called us the day before. It's like, guys, you have to. You have to. And so we played. The first song we played for you, on her request, Me, I Got High on Reefer. And then when we were there, there was another producer who was just like, have you ever seen the show? I was like, this is the one they told us to play at 8:30 in the morning. So we were not invited back. But I'm having traveled all around America, I'm happy to say America does have talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
We see it every night.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's been kind of going on in the news. Howard Stern might actually replace who's the guy? They got some British guy, the guy that's doing what's his name? No. He's like on CNN. He's like a interview guy there.
Larry King's replacement.
Yeah,
Piers Morgan.
Yeah, Piers Morgan. And he's kind of leaving, and I think Howard Stern might take over, which is great because again, if America is voting, shouldn't it be American judges kind of doing everything?
This is something I have never thought about.
Yeah.
And I don't
but
think,
you're right.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Howard has the balls to like just say how it is. And he'll be like, yeah, America will like that. Or no, America won't.
I think it probably falls out of my area of expertise. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
We've known two people who've been on the show and who we love and thought were brilliant and amazing, and both of them received like some of the biggest boos in the history of the show.
Wow.
So that's yeah.
You just don't know. You just don't know what's
going on. Well, I think we know like stuff that we think is really interesting and cool probably will get booed. So.
Well, they have to. I mean, it's more like it's casting, not really.
Not really talent.
It's just like they want a certain amount of weird stuff that's that no one's gonna like.
Yeah, and there's I'm happy to say there's a wonderful living. There's wonderful opportunities and potentially a wonderful living to be made entirely outside of that avenue of entertainment, like the network television.
Well, let's move on to another avenue of entertainment: the movies. Do you guys frequent the movies?
No.
We occasion the movies.
Right. We haven't seen a movie together in ages. You never take me out.
That's true.
Anymore.
That's true.
We were featured in one briefly.
Which one?
Did you see 27 Dresses with Katherine Heigl?
Featured is a strong word.
Really? Well,
it's a feature with a lower.
I love Katherine Heigl. I watch all of her movies.
Yeah.
Movies.
Yeah. And we were cast as street performers. Uncredited. Of course. We were in the shot for that was a good 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Like in the back, pretty blurry.
That's cool. That's cool.
But well, they wouldn't let us actually play music.
Oh yeah.
They were like, guys, if you actually make sound, then we have to pay you a little bit more. So so we were just like, I was pantomiming if you're listening.
Nice. Well, it seems that the movies are getting a little bit more stranger. Legos actually might be a movie.
Is it just going to be about kids making stuff with Legos?
Well, supposedly like 20% of it is going to be live action and the 80% is going to be Legos or something like that. But I just don't see, you know, people running to the movie theaters to see a movie about Legos. Were you guys fascinated with Legos as a kid? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I was a Lego enthusiast. Yeah.
So they're gonna dress. Are there gonna be people dressed up in Legos?
As Legos?
In the
I don't.
Because if it's 80%,
man, I got cast as the yellow block. Great.
I don't even know like what kind of storyline that they would have.
Well, wasn't there the White Stripes video that had Legos in it?
Yeah,
so it's probably like that. Mm. Yeah, maybe. It'll be like yeah.
Okay.
It'd be Jack White playing with Legos is the plot of the movie.
Yeah. And finally, speaking of movies and of toys, Brad Pitt just got a brand new toy. He got a Soviet era T-54 tank.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for him.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if you can have any toy in the world, and I'm toy is a very loose term. Yeah. If you can have anything.
Like anything. Any, like, inanimate.
Anything. Inanimate yeah. item. Yeah. Exactly. What would that be?
Any man item. I've always wanted for us to travel via motorcycle and sidecar.
That would be cool.
Because there's just two of us.
That's true.
Or two motorcycles, two sidecars.
Yeah, with your gear. I don't want to be in the sidecar.
Yeah.
So
actually, no, we'll have a motorcycle and sidecar, but I'll still just sit behind you on the motorcycle. And then we'll just keep the stuff in the sidecar. No, maybe we'll just get a car. Yeah, that seems like a big question.
Just a sidecar. Just you don't even need the motorcycle.
We're dreaming just, really small here.
Yeah, maybe like just that. A minivan. We'll just, we already have that, though. Two minivans. I guess we have everything. Yeah, we already have two minivans.
Yeah.
So I guess we have everything men could want.
Oh, fantastic.
A tank sounds cool.
It's now time for the artist of the week. And with me is Andy. And he'll be giving you guys some clues. Let's see if you can guess who this week's artist is.
We're going to guess who the artist of the week is?
Yeah.
Is it another band of like similar obscurity?
I don't know. I don't. Let's find out.
Yeah, it's actually unlikely that we'll guess
I
don't it.
Know. I think you guys might know.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Because I think, because around the same time I stumbled across you guys, I stumbled across this
okay,
band
maybe
too.
We can do
so
it. Maybe we can do it.
I think it might have been the same festival.
Also, I've been on your website recently, so.
All right. Traipsing through the aisles of our ears and into our hearts is this week's artist. Straight out of Oklahoma, our artist is steadily gaining traction in the world of folk. Whether capturing sounds from outer space or dreaming of the circus, you can usually catch our artist on tour with other artists like Bright Eyes or the Avett Brothers. Who is it? Stop on by the blog section this Friday to find out what's getting confiscated.
Ooh.
It sounds like a she.
Mm-hmm. Right?
We got it.
Bam! That's a girl, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who the Avett Brothers are touring with.
Yeah.
I just know that they're really nice guys. They're really nice to us the one time we met them. Really nice guys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's as far as we can get. It's a she.
Okay, check out the blog section on Friday and let's see if your guys' guess is right.
Because our friend Christabel and the Johns, I think, was last week.
Yeah, I actually did that. Yeah.
Oh, good. I appreciate it.
Great. Revealing secrets.
Well,
Andy.
I mean, I didn't want it to be this week's artist because it would have been too easy.
And now it's impossibly difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the point.
We got shout outs next, and we will find out the moral. All that coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell show.
Cheese and crackers, anyone? 1, 2, 3. If you got cheese and you're looking for a cracker, honey, I may be the one. Oh, if you got cheese looking for a cracker, honey, I may be the one. Oh, everyone in life needs a little partner. Girl, you're getting older, it's getting harder. You can do with me all you please. Spread yourself all over me. Oh, if you got cheese, looking for a cracker, no, honey, I may be the one. Cracker, looking for cracker. Honey, I may be the one.
everyone. Oh, everyone in life needs a little partner. Girl, you're getting older, it's getting harder. You can do with me all you please. Spread yourself all over me. If you got cheese, you got cheese. Looking for cracker, looking for cracker. Honey, I may be the one. Oh, if you got cheese, you got cheese. Looking for cracker, looking for cracker. Honey, I may be the one. Oh. Cheese and crackers, anyone?
Yeah.
A lot of food and beverage related.
Food and beverage, I love it. Is that what inspires you?
Well, it's like around, you know, we're recording around the dinner hour. So it's just whatever's on my mind at that moment.
Nice. Now, I know we got some guests. Do any of you guys have a question or anything like that? If you do, just walk up to that orange mic right there.
Yes.
No pressure.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have anything? No. Just making sure. Okay, it's now time for shout outs. Do you guys have any shout outs that you guys would like to give out?
Just to the workers who maintain Interstate 80 and 90 across the country. They do a great job. It was really, really smooth all the way across. So thank you, guys and girls.
Got any shout outs? Councilman?
I've got no shout outs.
To your constituents?
Well, it's just this guy to my left, so I got to talk to him like later on tonight.
Okay, cool. Do you guys have smartphones?
Yes. Uh-huh. Actually, no, I would like to give a special shout out to the tens of millions of people in Southern California because I, Andy Bean, just moved here. And
fantastic.
So I'd be happy to meet you. And back east, I had like a couple tens of million friends. So I figure maybe everybody down here could be my friend too.
You're only adding to the traffic, you bastard.
Yeah. There's just traffic coming to my place. Pool party. Pool party.
Do you have a pool?
I'm staying with some family right now, so yes, I do have a pool. It's all right. I'm a grown man.
You're an adult man.
It's totally
it's
cool.
It's not my pool.
You're fully grown.
I help to maintain it.
Yeah. Well, I know you said that you had a smartphone. Do you have Stitcher on it?
No.
Well, you need to smarten up your game because we are now streaming on smartphones. Log on to Stitcher.com and just type in.
I'm right here. Why do I have to stream this? I mean, I'd rather just be here. Yeah, that sounds like more fun.
It is. Tell me what you guys think about the studio NoHo 2.
It's great. I mean, it's there's great stuff on the wall, so it's a little distracting. You know, so if I've seemed a little distracted while we've been talking, I'm sorry, but it's the room.
It's great to look at when you're listening to songs like the first one you played.
Oh, okay.
When you're in that kind of a mindset.
That is code.
You know?
That is code. But it's wonderful. It sounds really nice in here, and you guys are here, which is what makes it best.
I feel like we're surrounded by good men.
Yeah.
And ladies.
And a lady.
And a lady.
That was recent, though.
We had to bring one in.
Yeah. Otherwise.
It's too much of a testicle festival. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've
reached our quota.
But so if you guys ever want to do an event here or whatever, just log on to NoHo 2 Studio, NoHo2.com. Speak with Mark Doty. It is now time to find out the moral of the show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start up the Demoralizer 3000, and I'm going to say a few words, and we'll find out the moral of today's show. Time. Glassy-eyed, Applebee's, Sidecar, Councilman, Minivan, Howard Stern, Brad Pitt, Tank, Crackers and Cheese, Two Man Gentleman Band, and General Jack. That means it's done if you can rip open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show.
And the moral for this week is, oh goodness, it has a swear in it. I almost shit my pants in anger over your moral sanity.
There it is.
I would have read it with more feeling, but it was a period, not an exclamation point at the end.
Oh no, you just got to end.
Yeah. I almost shit my pants in anger over your moral sanity. I don't know who I'm addressing this to. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. My guests have been the two.
Hold on. I've almost got it. I've almost shit my pants. Okay.
My guests have been the Two Man Gentleman Band. You can check them out on their website, thetwogentlemen.com. And if you're from Southern California or from North Carolina, chances are they're going to be touring around there a lot, right?
We're doing 4 dates around LA in January, actually.
Fantastic.
So it's
fantastic.
I don't know.
Just go to your website.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Thetwogentlemen.com.
Could be anywhere.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for coming on. It has been a true treat to have you guys.
Thank you so much for having us. And I'm going to extend an open-ended invitation. Anytime you guys want to come over, and we'll go swimming, and then we'll go dancing, and then we'll sing about swimming and dancing.
Swimming and a dance, that's all I want to do. Swimming and a dance, dancing and swimming, a little bit of talking too. Oh, we could eat a little dinner, do a little cinema before the night is through. Swimming and a dance, dancing and swimming, that's all I want to do with you. That's all I want to do with you. Oh, there's one thing that you wear, take away my blues. That's a two-piece bathing suit and a pair of dancing shoes. We can Lindy hop by the side of the pool. Then hike ourselves in the water, honey, all I want is a little cool. Swimming and a dance, dancing and swimming, that's all I want to do. Swimming and dancing, dancing and swimming, and a little bit of talking too. Oh, we can eat a little dinner, do a little cinema before the night is through. Swimming and dancing, dancing and swimming, and that's all I want to do. Oh. Swimming and a dance, and swimming. That's all I wanna do. Swimming and a dance, dance and a swimming, and a little bit of talking too. Oh, we can eat a little dinner, do a little swimming before the night is through. Swimming and a dance, dance and a swimming, and that's all I wanna do with you. Oh, that's all I wanna do with you. Now, honey, grab your flippers, head for the boat. We're going deep sea swimming. That's all she wrote. Yeah, then fishes and turtles swing. But don't get yourself too tuckered out, cause back on deck, we're gonna swing. Oh, swimming and a dance, dance and a swimming, and that's all I wanna do. Swimming and a dance and dancing and swimming, and a little bit of talking too. Oh, we can eat a little dinner, do a little cinema before the night is through. Swimming and a dance and dancing and swimming, that's all, let's go now. Swimming and a dance, dancing and a swimming.
Swimming and dancing, dancing and swimming.
Yeah. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the End of the Shell Show. We are out of here. Later.